Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good to hear that one off CD. It sounds a lot more hunky. I hope it sounded hunky wherever you're listening on your little transistor radio balancing on the fridge. You've got to consider these things. It's all very well putting everything out on CD, but what sort of condition is your receiver in? You're probably listening in high fidelity. Yes, high fidelity 103. On the front of the Express this morning, Ford battle for Jaguar. That's on a couple of the front pages this morning. Britain's most famous car company, Jaguar, was last night the centre of an international battle for ownership between American and European motor giants. And Ford want to have a little slice of that one. And there's a picture of a happy couple on the front. Tennis star Ivan Lendl revealed yesterday he has married his Lolita girlfriend, Samantha Frankel. Yes, and the press weren't there to catch it all. What a shame. And tougher times for homebuyers. Oh, no. Chancellor Nigel Lawson refused yesterday to rule out further interest rate rises. And on the front of the Star this morning, they've got lots of pounds. £3 million, it's divided in half. £3 million on one side, thanks, and £70 million on the other side, no thanks. £3 million side refers to a village vet, Philip Pocock, became Lord of the Manor after an animal-loving old lady left him property in cash worth more than £3 million, it was revealed yesterday. And £70 million side, no thanks, refers to rubber-faced Rowan Atkinson, who's turned down a staggering £70 million to make an American version of Blackadder. Why has he turned it down? On the front of the Mirror today, Ford pounced to buy Jaguar. And, oh yes, the photographers had a field day yesterday. The Duchess of York, Fergie, breezed into York yesterday, showed a leg, met a rat, and avoided a nosy goose. Well, the blustery winds did cause some concern there in York. A lovely city, York. I spent a couple of days there a little while back. There was a goose. The story about the goose, it just waddled past Fergie and had a little gander at the royal visitor, according to the Daily Mirror writer here. The rat, I can't see at the moment any mention of the rat. I think possibly they're referring to the Daily Mirror photographer, who delighted in catching a little glimpse of Fergie's underwear as the wind blew up her, calf-length skirt. Now, what do we have on there? I'm not going to go into that. But it's the sort of thing they like, isn't it? Those photographers have been waiting ages for a blustery day in York. Looks like cami knickers to me. Frank and Nancy Sinatra. And Something Stupid, 25 past 7.
Axe Valley Motors is your specialist used car dealer.
Southwest 103, the latest sound.
Keeping you informed on a Wednesday morning, we are Southwest 103. After the news headlines, we'll go to the weather centre, and in 10 minutes we'll check on the roads for you and cross to the AA. That was Wild Weekend and Ignition. I'm Stephen Ayres. This is The Breakfast Show for Wednesday, the 20th of September. The time is 7:30 with the news headlines, Andy Sinclair.
Massive air surge of the Sahara got underway at dawn.
Aircheckdownloads.com.